BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. Was the next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? When J.J. Barea get a player do we go up to number four? A serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, we have a great Thursday afternoon here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am your host of the show, Rocky. Join me on the show today, as every week. I'll just let some music. You know, it was a Cowboys victory on Sunday, so it was glorious. Woo! There we go. One of many. I didn't gloat last year. I'm going to this year.
You better.
I'm going to, man. Absolutely. I'm sick of these suckers out here telling me it wasn't a great catch. But also in the studio with me as well as every week is my partner. He's a little bit upset this morning. I don't know what happened. But B3 exponents in the house.
Instead of the usual opening, I want to take a minute to recognize a moment of silence for this week. Of course, 9/11 was Monday. And it was been 21 years since Tupac Shakur was gunned down on the Las Vegas Strip, man. I just wanted to pay my respects and give a moment of silence for that. All right. Yeah, I'm pissed because my fantasy team looked like crap. Nobody on my fantasy team scored a touchdown this week.
Nobody?
Nobody. No freaking body. The NFL was so pitiful. Y'all complain about the preseason, but the preseason gets you ready for game one so you don't look like y'all looked this past weekend. The only person that really looked good was Kareem Hunt because he got a ton of work in the preseason.
Well, you see, we talked about it last week. You got to play some preseason games.
That's or two-a-day practices
me,
or something.
Those injuries happen because they're not ready.
They're not conditioned.
They're not conditioned at all.
You can't be good at your craft if you don't practice and you don't execute.
Absolutely.
Repetition,
and
man.
Join us in the house, as you know, every week. Smoochie. What's up, man?
Well, this is what happens when you let Zeke play. He did pretty good. The free Zeke can play.
Yeah, he did pretty well.
I got to give credit when credit is due. Jared Goff did not look like a bum.
I told you.
This week.
This week. He might next week. Dude, as long as he throws 10 touchdowns, 2 picks on the year, he's the most improved player in NFL.
If he plays the Colts every week, he'll have that. He'll have double, triple that.
Well, the way the Arizona Cardinals looked, he should be able to throw against them. And the 49ers. I mean, you should be
Look, all right. I am so pissed at Eddie Lacy. They are talking about releasing him this week.
If
Fat Eddie is terrible. I don't know why you would pick up Fat Eddie. He hasn't done anything in 3 years, man.
That's true. And in the studio with us is the Tampa Bay loving Chauncey.
I don't like how you.
What do you want me? What do you want me to say? All right, the Jameis Winston, LSU, crab legs stealing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I'll take it all.
Crab legs stealing.
Yeah, we out here. I'm surrounded by Panther fans. I don't know what. I don't know how to feel about it. I'm a little concerned.
Rough, ain't it?
It's a little off-putting.
But you got two Panthers and two Cowboys fans.
Try to struggle and make it through this without inciting a riot. Maybe we'll be all right.
Two Cowboys and two Panthers fans.
Hey, I mean,
I'm just saying.
I'll try my best to rise above the fray.
I appreciate that. Wow.
You like that?
That's great. And in the studio, we also have our man Hayden. He's back for fight week that he say he's not going to watch.
I don't know if I'm going to watch. I'm not buying it. That doesn't mean I'm going to watch it in a foreign language, though, either.
It'll be great in Portuguese. I know that.
You're going to watch the Tibetan feed.
Are you charging $5 a person?
You know what? I don't even know yet, man. A couple people asked me, like, man, you getting that Triple G's fat? I said, of course. Is it going to be in Portuguese?
More than likely.
Maybe.
Bring your Rosetta Stone.
Only thing I texted back was to be continued.
So before we get started on the show, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC. ESPN 8 to Ocho. Yes, Sean, that's what we're called. ESPN 8 on the Ocho. And, of course, we're at the Kinetic School of Broadcasting.
Where you make your dreams come true.
Yeah, look at us.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go, csb.com. If you want more facts, man, go on Facebook. Look at their feeds. They're putting out all these different programs that are coming out from their different schools up and down the Eastern Seaboard. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting is doing big things right now, man. Big things.
Absolutely. You already talked about Irma. No, thoughts and prayers to everybody that was affected in Irma, Florida.
And if you decide that it was best to hunker down and ride out the storm, and now they can't find you, shame on you.
They can't find you?
Shame on you. And you think you're going to call somebody because the phone lines and electricity is working? Double shame on you. They told you to evacuate.
Yep. Are we okay to skip the whole Zeke thing? Does anyone really want to talk about that anymore?
No, I don't want
to
talk about
that. I'm good, man.
I'm tired of hearing about Zeke.
Well, you won't hear about it all year.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be just like the Tom Brady thing.
I just hate the Cowboys.
Ago.
I'm sorry.
I know you do.
Don't do that, man.
I agree.
I just hate, I am
anti-Cowboy. My wife and I first met. We bonded over a Cowboy hate.
Now she's a Cowboys fan, right?
She's a keeper.
No, absolutely not. She's an Indianapolis Colts fan.
she admitted?
Well, keep in mind, this has been 10 years ago. So, I mean, she had a good run.
She was up, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we laughing, but the Colts have won a Super Bowl more recently than any of our teams have.
No, that's very true.
You got a point.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
When I met her, she had like a Bob Sanders jersey. Like,
so, we just got to sit here like, yeah.
She has Indianapolis Colts car rugs in her car. Like, it's serious.
Wow.
Now they've got Andrew not so lucky.
Yeah, like, it's tough.
Yeah, that's bad. Let's get into.
I heard that they was talking about that he may not really want to be there.
Would you want to be there?
That he,
they trying to kill him.
Who, Andrew? Oh, I'm stuck. Luck.
He has like 1 foot out the door. Like, he's trying to make it happen.
Or are you talking about the head coach that don't know who they're playing?
With hindsight now, do you
we
wish,
know he's done.
With hindsight now, do you wish he would have came out the year before Cam and the Panthers took him? Would you rather have Luck over Cam?
I bet you Luck would rather have the Panthers.
Great question, Panthers fans. Who would you rather have?
Looking back at it now, still Cam. Because Cam's at least played every season.
True.
He's missed some games.
He's missed some games, but
a lot of
games.
Luck's
first 3 years in the league, he was 11-5. He took his team to the AFC Championship game.
That's true.
And that's when after the Peyton Manning thing.
And he would have been in the NFC, so it might have been a little bit different. Because, I mean, it's hard to get past New England. Say what you want.
Yeah, New England is New England's had the Indianapolis Colts number for a while.
I bet you one thing, though. I bet you that if Andrew Luck was in the Super Bowl and his running back fumbled, he would have dealt with it.
Stop that.
I can't argue that.
He wouldn't have paused and looked at it and had to think about it.
That was good.
I can't argue.
Well, let's talk about week one in the NFL. The Chiefs stunned the Pats at home 42-27. Kareem Hunt balls out with total yards. He set the record for rookies, 246 in a debut.
I mean, he just looked like he was ready to play. He had that conditioning. He was sharp. He was outrunning them weak linebackers. They tried to line up in front of him. He was breaking all kinds of arm tackles. Damn, New England, y'all just look suspect for real. And I don't see their defense getting any better.
They got some bad injuries, too.
Dante Hightower, their best defensive lineman. Flowers left the game hurt. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about him.
I haven't heard anything about Danny Amendola.
Is he still in the concussion protocol?
Yeah, he's done for the season. Done. He'll be a Brown later on. He'll be a Brown.
Hey, when I saw the Panthers release Burson.
Did they release Burson?
Yeah, on injury. But they said, I was kind of like, he's going to go to New England and make the Pro Bowl.
He probably will.
That's
what they do.
He's their prototype.
That's what they do. He'll probably have to get a haircut. But
yeah,
that's what they do. That's a good call on that one. Mark, like either New England or like Seattle. He'll go. He'll go somewhere like that.
Seattle has enough below par receivers.
He'll go somewhere like that and then blow up.
Please jump off that train. That Seattle train. Yeah. Jump off that, man.
You didn't hear
that,
me picking them for the Super
Bowl. We're going to talk about Seattle in a little bit. The defense looks all right, but we'll talk about that Green Bay game. Before we get any farther, though, last week we started a new tradition we're going to do on the show before the show starts, the Wheel of Death.
I won last week.
You remember who won last week? Everybody won.
Can you explain this to me?
I will.
Oh, wait, you said Eagles were supposed to lose.
The Eagles won. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
That's right. So we have a wheel we spin. And if you pick the first spin, if you pick a team you don't want, you can put it back, but you take a chance of losing. And each team has a punishment that you have to do during the show. Like, for example, I just landed on the Titans. Has to eat a box of donuts during the show.
Mm. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, that's my punishment? Because
let me spin the wheel first.
So
if that's
if
it.
If you pick that team to win,
yeah,
and they didn't,
right? They lose. You have to do punishment, right?
Yeah.
That's all not right. A punishment. A box of donuts.
No, it's not gonna just be a box. It's gonna be more than that. There's gonna be more to it.
Yeah, you're gonna make me
a spam and donut sandwich.
So this is for the next week.
Right.
You're gonna make me come in here with a Cowboys jersey on, aren't you?
I don't have that on there. That's a good thought.
So is it?
I can pick. You see, each one of us have our name on there, so we can pick one if you land on the team that has our name. So is
this
on?
Sign me up. I'm with it.
What is this on me right now?
Yeah, you want to do it.
So,
hold on before you do. Somebody lost last week.
Uh oh.
So Tennessee Titans over here.
Yeah.
A fan. What was your punishment last week?
I didn't know. I don't know.
All right, B3, pick a punishment. That he can do during the show today.
Let me
see.
Spot,
he has to sing Hail to the Redskins.
Ooh. Every time he talks?
Every segment. Every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes, you got to sing Hail to the Redskins.
Ooh, how much of that? The whole thing?
You could just give me Hail to the Redskins.
Can this option be?
No.
Can I stand in traffic?
No. You got to sing Hail to the Redskins. All right.
Blindfolded? I'll be blindfolded going into traffic. Nope. This is traffic.
No Cowboy fan wants to sing Hail to the Redskins, do they?
We hate that thing.
We should make him wear a Quincy Carter Pro Bowl jersey.
If you find one.
Yeah, we should do that.
Right. I heard Kirk Cousins' shirt.
Right. So there you go. Every segment you got to sing
Redskins. Redskins fans don't even wear those.
No. You ain't got to do the whole – just do like two lines.
What is it? I don't even know they had a song.
I'll pull it up for you. Don't worry. I'll put the background music for you.
That's their hashtag.
All right.
Hail to the Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins. Yeah.
So, all right.
Stupid.
Go ahead, Smoots. Let's hear it one time. The Hail to the Redskins.
Hold on.
We've got to wait for them to pull it up.
Pull up the music.
Let all the fans know out there, I did choose to go into traffic blindfolded.
No, that's the easy way out.
Oh, my God. Hail to the Redskins. Wait, what are the...
That's bad. That's terrible.
Can we get him a copy of the lyrics?
Oh, yeah, we got to Google it. You can make up your own original track if you want.
All right, that's enough. I can't do any more of that. I don't have to sing it, so I'm not doing that right now.
That's bad.
Oh, hail to the Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins.
All right, can we start spinning?
Yes. All right. Spin that wheel of death.
You say you want to do it?
I'm tweet Marcus. I cannot wait till I tweet Mariota today.
Here goes the wheel.
We know.
Oh, he's got the Dallas Cowboys.
So what?
So if they is it lose or win?
They win.
They win.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. They lose. You have to see. They play the Broncos in Denver.
Oh, that's easy. I'm taking Dallas. I'll take that.
Well, what you have to do if they lose, every time you talk on the show, you have to say Dallas is America's team every single time you
talk. I'll take that one. That's right. Pretty.
You got to work it.
I feel pretty safe. I feel pretty safe take that about one? That one. I'll take it.
Oh, man.
I hate the
Cowboys. So are you rooting for the Cowboys to lose then this Sunday?
Yeah. If I was going to lose, yeah. All right. Here we go, Chauncey.
Let's do it.
The wheel has been spent. You have the Seattle Seahawks.
Who we got?
They get the 49ers this week in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
If they lose, you have to eat a bag of coffee beans.
Oh, whole coffee beans.
Or I'll tell you what. We'll get the little bag they sell at like Starbucks. That's okay. The little one.
Can it at least be like –
You want some kind of
donut
flavor?
Flavors or something? At least
we can
like,
get you like a chocolate flavor, or caramel drizzle, or whatever.
Sprinkle some cinnamon on it. Or something.
All right, here we go. B3.
Come on, Arizona.
Ooh, you got the Cleveland Browns.
Oh no!
If they lose, you have to sing a choice of the crew for 30 seconds.
I'm passing on that. I'm not taking them damn Browns. Who they play this week?
It don't matter.
They play Baltimore. No, hell no.
Yeah,
take the Browns. No.
Yep.
Oh, you got them again.
Again.
Damn. That's rigged. Hell no.
How is it rigged?
That's rigged. Okay, Cleveland, y'all can win. Y'all can win like 3-0. No, they can't. They can't win. Damn.
Deshaun Kizer could put up some points. He put 18 last.
Look, time. Man, it's nothing like going into today's beautiful traffic blindfolded.
All right,
I guess I'm going to be paying a bet up next week. Two bets. I owe this man a Chick-fil-A milkshake.
It was meant to be.
Here we go. Number 3, Smooch.
Oh, come on.
No Cleveland. Oh, the Green Bay Packers.
Who we play? In Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
I'll take that.
If they lose, you have to wear a cheese head during the show.
Already singing hail to the Redskins. Then you're going to wear a cheese head?
I'll take that. Right. I'm Maddie Ice Melt. Ryan chokes. They lose by 10.
He listening to you right now. He going to make sure that you're wearing that cheese head.
Please don't let me get here we go. Let's see what I get.
We will probably get the Giants.
Come on and get the Colts.
I got the Bears.
The Bears.
You want to hold on to them or you want to pay? Who the Bears play this
Tampa Bay.
Tampa.
And Tampa.
No, I'm taking – no, I'm not.
Really? You ain't got no board
no,
for
– No, Tampa, no, I'm not going for
against
Tampa.
His old team?
No, I don't.
Tampa ain't practiced in a week.
I'm not taking that.
You talk all that great stuff about long neck, but you won't pick them?
I picked them last week. I ain't picked them every week.
That was
their chance for a 10-win season last week.
I got a nice Quan Alexander jersey for you. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Take the Bears if you –
No. And it's a wear undersized jersey or shirt during the show, which I'm kind of doing today.
You got to wear a medium.
Is that a big three jersey?
Yes, it is. Wait, my wife actually won this jersey, dude. Not only that, it's the greatest white basketball player of all time.
Brian Scalabrine?
White chocolate.
Ah, I thought you were talking about Big Country or something.
This is why I wear to the Y.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with hope, my man.
I bet you go up there with like the dopest ankle braces on too.
You trying to tell me white chocolate is better than Larry Bird?
Oh,
Brian
Scalabrine. Wrong answer. Larry Legend is the greatest.
No, player of all.
Well, there's a few more. Pete.
I'm going to spin the wheel again. I'm gonna get off that subject. Please don't be the Bears again. And it's the Green. All right, I got to spin again because it's the Packers. You can't see both of us wearing cheese heads.
Oh, I could. You going to spin that thing?
I'm trying to. It wouldn't spin.
Got to say a prayer first before you spin that.
Yeah, rub it the right way.
Oh.
Tennessee Titans.
Don't you want Marcus Suck Mariota? You know you want him. Oh, you stuck with him.
I'm stuck with him.
Who they playing this week?
I don't know, man.
Well, whoever they playing, they're going to lose because he's – I think they're out in Los Angeles.
They play the Jaguars.
Oh, all right.
Oh, you got a chance.
I got a good chance.
Where?
In Jacksonville. It doesn't matter. They're playing Jacksonville.
Jacksonville looks good.
Let me throw this at you. Tennessee did let Oakland run all over them.
Right. No, I know. And Fournette, your boy Mike.
What is Bortles?
Yeah.
Bortles didn't look bad.
No. He actually injured one of his wide receivers. So.
He didn't injure that dude. Like, come on, man.
He set him up.
Tennessee, if y'all listening, stack the line. Make Blake Bortles have to throw the football.
So, I have the Titans. You got the Cowboys. You got...
Who do I have? Forgot already. A win. Seattle.
You got Seattle.
You got...
I got the damn Browns.
Twice.
Twice. Smoot's got Green Bay.
All right.
Hey, so what's your punishment?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, donuts.
Mm. That's not a punishment.
Trust me, he'll make something out of it. It'll be a
we'll
punishment.
Make you eat like a donut and spam sandwich.
Put mustard
on it. Will
you
stop with the spam? Stop with the spam.
We're trying to make it challenging.
All right, whatever. Bring
donut and spam.
All right, fine.
Light, I'll make it light spam.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
There's light spam?
Sugar and salt. Mm.
Light. That's why I light spam.
You should make them eat mini donuts with Vienna sausages in them.
Oh.
Dipped in orange juice or something?
Oh, that's gross.
I can do that. That's not a problem. I really eat Vienna sausage and spam anyway.
Okay. Donut and a Vienna sausage together.
And we'll dip it all in orange juice and you sriracha. Can eat it like that.
Look, don't man. Some sriracha. Next week, it's supposed to be a beautiful day to play in traffic.
But we'll see. All right, so everybody knows what team we got. Looking at some other games from last week, the Jaguars blew out the Texans. Eagles came back to beat the Redskins. Wentz looked all right. I mean, he looked good. He threw one incredible touchdown pass.
I think they'll win that division.
He looked. I know. They keep wanting to say he looked Michael Vick-esque. That looked more like a young Donovan McNabb. Ooh. when McNabb was in his prime. When he shook off all those three defenders and bought like 8 seconds in the pocket, Wentz, and then hit Alshon. Not Alshon. Of course, Alshon was out there.
Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar for that deep touchdown.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was good. I'm not – it's first game of the season. Like, even the Cowboys game, we played good. I'm not going to get too far ahead, you know. So, but it's a good week one win. Detroit beat Arizona. And, of course, David Johnson's out for the year.
Damn, that sucks.
Big blow. Yeah. Well, they're
– Oh, he's out for the year?
No, he's out.
Two
to 3 months.
But they want him to play five games, the last five games of the year for
That's
fantasy
not
purposes.
Many.
Yeah, they signed CJ2K back.
Yep, they did.
Wow.
They expect Kerwin Williams to get.
Boy, did Carson Palmer look old.
Yeah.
He looked terrible. It's going to be a long season for him.
He'll look young this weekend.
I was going to ask, who were you most disappointed in, Carson Palmer or Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton doesn't have an excuse.
Bro, you got AJ Green, Tyler Eifert out there.
Joe Mixon.
What is going on?
You got a good run game, Giovanni Bernard.
Tyler, yeah, you
sound bad, man.
Yeah. We'll see what happens this week. The Raiders, of course, the Titans beat the Titans. the Bills in a ugly game over the Jets.
That's the Bills.
The Falcons last second held on to the Bears win. Bears had a chance, man. Just some
Bears.
Drops. Yep. Mr. 3-5 is sick again, so he won't be here this week.
I can tell. Should be.
No, absolutely. Ravens shut out the Bengals. The Steelers beat the Browns in a close game. Hey, the Browns actually played hard, man.
Their defense
was
good.
Decent. Kaiser didn't look bad.
They gave up some big plays.
Shout out to Corey Coleman.
Another player that played most of the preseason, Deshaun Kaiser, looked pretty sharp. But now the playbook is out there on what y'all want to run, and I don't expect to
would
see
you
much
rather
more.
Your team, would you rather your player play in the preseason, like your starters play most of the preseason?
I would.
It has to have a balance.
You got
to
have a balance, but they can't come out looking like they looked week one.
Like, did Brady play a snap in the preseason?
No, he did. No.
Did he
play a little bit in game three?
He played a little bit.
Well, Jimmy G played most of it. Right. But I would want my starters to at least play a half.
Like you
could
tell,
two games,
at least in the Panthers game, you could definitely see that Cam had not been out there. But for a series in the preseason. I mean, you could just see it.
And then in that series, he only threw two passes.
Or did Kelvin Benjamin look highly upset?
Oh, he was upset. Some other news, the Seahawks lost to the Packers.
That game was ugly.
It was ugly, but Green Bay played good defense.
Aaron Rodgers is a damn assassin. I don't care what you say. I would take Aaron Rodgers over everybody but Brady.
Why not?
It's not
Why
you can't not argue Brady?
With that. At this point.
Legit just said OBJ is out 6 to 8 weeks.
What? He practiced today.
Yeah, somebody lying.
He practiced today.
somebody
legit, they calling your bluff, family.
Legit. Hold on.
legit, all I can tell you, I will never in my lifetime get Beckham again. 3 years, I've never got Beckham. He said that just
came down from the Giants.
I never got Beckham before in a fantasy league.
You can blame the Browns.
And I got him this year.
You can blame the Browns.
It figures a Cowboy fan would draft Beckham this year and he gets injured. And he's going to be out half the year.
I got Beckham on one of my fantasy teams, too. That's how come I stay away from him.
I dropped Eli Manning this week quickly.
I don't blame you.
I'm playing quarterbacks by week. I'm just
some other games from Sunday that we need to talk about real fast. The Saints lost to the Vikings 29-19.
They said, man, he left practice.
Really? The best two quarterbacks from the weekend was Alex Smith and Sam Bradford.
Right? Sam Bradford was unbelievable Monday night.
Unbelievable, yeah.
I mean, Matt Stafford was good, too. Let's not forget Stafford. I knew he was going to have a good day, game because he got paid.
How much credit do you give Matt Stafford, though?
I mean,
the Saints defense.
Tyron.
He didn't play the Saints defense. He played the Cardinals defense.
Tyron Matthew, Pat Peterson was still out there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bradford. I was talking about Bradford.
You got to give him credit, though. I mean, he wasn't checking down.
He looked great.
Just like Alex Smith, Neuterarm was throwing it deep.
But Dalvin Cook really got it going in the run game. I mean, that helped Bradford a lot. They haven't really had much of a run
Cookie game. Monster, I wanted Carolina to take Cookie Monster. Yeah. I know what Cookie Monster is, man. That kid is special. You put the ball in his hands, he does things with the football, and he did it Monday night. I mean, it was the Saints, but still, he showed out.
He broke the rookie rushing record that AP held playing against AP.
Wow.
Yeah.
And watching AP, man, only get the ball six times. I'm like,
they have too many running backs.
No, I know. He should have known that going to New Orleans is how it was going to be.
He should have went to the Giants where they needed a running back.
Should have went to New England.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tuck that pride to the side. In that pay cut.
And went and got a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Well, not this year because it's the curse. But the following year.
And then the Broncos held on against the Chargers in a Monday night game.
I mean, it was 24-7. I started to turn away, and next thing you know, turnover within 2 minutes of 24-21. It was like, oh, my God, what's going on?
70 seconds, they scored 14 points.
Young Hoku.
And he made the first field goal. Yeah. They always do that. And then timeout. And the second one gets blocked.
But that Chargers-Bronco games always does that. They're ahead, and then Chargers come back. And
Phillip Rivers, man.
He played good.
I hate to see him. I wish he could just go to – like, if you put Phillip Rivers on the Broncos
– is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
First ballot?
I was listening to that today. All right, if you had the three quarterbacks from the draft they came out, you had Eli, Ben, and Phillip.
Big Ben is definite.
Who are you taking? All right, so Ben,
would take Big Ben over Phillip Rivers. He's got Super Bowls.
Who would you take, though?
I'm still taking Phillip
for the Hall of Fame. Why? One to three is going to Hall of Fame
because Phillip was dealt like a bad hand. He was literally a giant. Those two Super Bowls Eli Manning had belonged to Phillip Rivers.
I don't know, man.
Eli did screw him because Eli said, I'm not playing in San Diego.
Right.
But if you're great, you're great, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make something shape.
Phillip Rivers had LT, too, for a little while.
But no offense, all right? He's had no defense in that area until this year.
Yeah.
All right, that team's not had – I mean, Junior Seau was already gone by the time he took over that team. They've had no defense. Rodney Harrison was gone. They've had nothing defensively. And he took a team to the AFC Championship game on a torn ACL.
I don't want to hear nothing about that. He had Antonio Cromartie in his prime.
Who couldn't pull out of a driveway?
That's right. You can't say that with a straight face.
Right. Like, Cromartie has more kids than interceptions.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just think that, I mean, it was bound to happen either way. Like, if you were going to be that guy, then 15 years in the league, something's going to change.
So who's the one quarterback you putting in the Hall of Fame out of the three?
Putting all three of them in.
Out of they Rivers, Manning, and Roethlisberger?
Yeah, you putting all three? Okay.
I'd probably take all of them. But
Manning gets in by default.
Yeah. I disagree. I think you put –
I don't think it has anything to do with his dad.
I think you put Rivers in before you do Eli.
Out of the three, which one's the first ballot?
Because Phillip is better.
Ben.
Has been better.
Ben.
Ben, I would go in. Ben's getting in.
First ballot. Kind of. Because he had all-pro defense, too.
Right. No, he's had some really good teams.
Yeah, but also keep in mind that when, like, Ben's arc has changed. Like, when he first came in the league, it was run the ball. I need you to make one throw on 3rd and 7, and we just going to run the ball and play great defense with Joey Porter in them.
But if you go
– now, it's we throwing it every which way but loose, and I need you to outscore everybody.
But watch that defense is starting to come back now. I'm telling you, T.J. Watt and what they have.
Watt did –
and
a good
then
show.
Adding the kid from Cleveland, Hayden in the cornerback. But what I'm saying with Phillip, though, I would go him before Eli because –
yeah, Phillip is done more. Eli's 3 out of those.
I mean, Eli to me had that one post.
Phillip was done more
because Eli's had that one Super Bowl run where he put the team on his back. That one, that first one, that was when he put the team on. That was defense. The first one, second one was him.
He beat Brady twice in the Super Bowl. That's how he gets in.
Hey. Eli's made,
just so inconsistent.
Yeah, Eli.
But see, when I said that, everybody's face was like,
"It's just like Cam." I think when Cam finishes, unless he starts getting more consistent, Cam's highly inconsistent from year to year.
Well, look at the team around him too, though. I mean, you know, there's only a couple teams that really been consistent every year: New England, Kansas City.
Pittsburgh's been pretty –
Pittsburgh, well, no, they missed the playoffs a couple years ago.
I give Roethlisberger the nod because he's actually beaten Brady to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I give credit when credit is due.
John Jones breaks the silence about his failed drug test.
Hey, Eli being so humpty-dumpty and OG golly-gersby, it made one of the – prettiest throws I've ever seen in Super Bowl history.
To a guy probably.
No, I ain't talking about that one. I'm talking about the throw he made to Manningham.
No. Like I said, to a guy who's probably working at the sanitation department.
Well, no, Manningham had a above average college career. He had a decent NFL career, Super Bowl win. Like this. I mean, what more do you want? He's not Hall of Famer or nothing, but I'm just saying, like, that throw that he put in between the corner and Patrick Chung on the sideline, like that throw there. That's what you want your quarterback to do. That's Trevor Lawrence right there, baby.
All right. Real fast, some other news. Of course, the Cowboys beat the Giants 19-3.
You said that already.
Did we talk about it?
You said that already.
We didn't talk about it, right?
A
couple of things
real fast.
Didn't
we agree
we
were skipping the Cowboys?
No, we'll talk about the Panthers here in a minute, so relax. But the Cowboys look good defensively. The Giants, man, that offensive line is not fixed.
It's terrible.
They don't run – a couple of things. That hurry-up offense, they got to stop doing. They actually need to slow it down, I think, and run the ball a little bit more.
Here's a fun fact I found out about Eli. When he doesn't throw the ball to OBJ
– he sucks.
He's terrible.
Of course.
Like 205 – like 200-something touchdowns to almost 200-something interceptions.
There's a reason OBJ has – the most receptions in his first 3 years in the league all time. Because he has no faith in nobody
else.
Listen,
it's only game one of the season, but man,
it's overreaction Thursday.
All these picks of the Giants being the best team in the NFC is way too much.
Offensive
line is horrible.
And offensive Janoris genius.
Janoris Jenkins is horrible.
McAdoo, he's the best offensive genius. Hey, he's going to revive Eli's career.
That word is often overused.
Hey,
genius.
McAdoo, you know who Dallas corners are now, don't you?
Rookie corners.
I think Brian.
I would have liked to see how they fared with OBJ, though.
What's my man's name in Houston?
But I'll
take
it when we win.
The coach.
I would too.
Bill O'Brien.
I think he's overrated, too, bro.
You don't stick with a quarterback. We talked about – I was listening to him talk about it. He keeps switching quarterbacks.
Like, he just –
he's not good.
For you to be a quarterback guru or genius or whatever you're supposed to be, I'm going to need you to make one of them good that you coach. Savage. You've had Mallett. You've had Hoyer.
Osweiler.
Like, at what point is it –
Osweiler's good. Because that's just like – he had Tom Brady. So when you are a product of greatness, automatically.
You know who else was like, supposed to be the same way?
Who?
Charlie Weiss was supposed to be.
Yeah. That's what they do in New England. Your boy, the offensive coordinator that was in Denver.
Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, like, he's another one. Romeo Crennel. He's another one. Like, they,
don't really when you coach work great, out like when, that. When you have great players, you can easily that easily stamps
Man Genie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All of them.
That easily stamps you. That's like, oh, yeah, I coach Michael Jordan. I'm a coach.
Did you really?
You know, really? That's Mike Jordan. Yeah. But I had something to do with it.
Yeah. And Hackenberg. He coached Hackenberg, too.
Trash.
I don't know, man. So he has a shot with Deshaun Watson. So if he doesn't groom and Deshaun Watson doesn't blossom, then, like, is it on him?
I don't think Watson really blossoms all that much. He doesn't have the tools to blossom.
What you mean?
Give me the number two wide receiver.
It's Fuller.
Will Fuller.
Or he's hurt.
He's hurt.
I guess it would be Braxton Miller then.
How good is Braxton Miller?
I mean, he's a second wide receiver.
But their number one's good. DeAndre Hopkins.
Damn good.
And he's going to get doubled and tripled.
Let me throw one thing out there, too, because they're playing the Bengals this week. And three tight ends are out with concussions.
Who?
For the Texans.
But they play tonight.
Oh, tonight. Yeah, this one. Sorry.
Yeah. So
they're missing three tonight.
So this is Bill
O'Brien. Well, I mean, the Texans is not a tight end throwing team anyway. They're not.
But
really.
But Deshaun Watson. But when you have
a rookie.
Well, yeah. That's,
yeah, you need that tight end. That's you true. Need him.
Who are the other wide receivers? You got me. Jalen Strong
is there. I have him. I play with him in Madden, so I know a little bit.
Let me know. I'll work you over in that Madden, too.
You want to get beat? All right. Yeah, we'll all right. If you don't get beat, all right. Yeah, come on down. I'll show you a whooping by Dallas or anybody else. It don't matter. I'll take the Browns.
Wait a minute now. What? Don't be disrespectful.
I'll disrespect you. Hey, I told you I'm dirty. No, I haven't. I told Smoochie I'm dirty when I play Madden. I don't care if you're 8 or 40.
What you playing on? Xbox, PlayStation?
Xbox.
I got something for you.
All right, well, come on.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
What game were we talking about?
Man, we're going to have to Twitch that stream.
I'm talking about last week's NFL game.
The
Texans.
Anyway, we haven't got
to excited that one in yet. Here now.
I know. We're getting fired up. But let's move on. We'll go back to that. College football week 3 real fast. Oklahoma beat Ohio State. After the game, Mayfield plants the OU flag at Ohio State midfield logo. Are you okay with Mayfield doing that?
Absolutely.
I loved it. Wow. I loved it. That's what college is about.
The passion. I hate Ohio State.
The passion.
God.
The exuberance. He ran around the stadium with it and planted it smack dab in the middle of the field.
He did it because they sang their fight song in his stadium last year.
Loved it. And I was upset when he apologized for it.
I was too. He should have never apologized. I thought it was all fun.
I thought it was pretty dope. But by him apologizing, just killed it, man.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a jerk, stand by your jerk standards.
I don't think
is that a jerk. Is that a jerk thing of him to do?
Yeah, because you know now everybody wants you to be nice, and it's about sportsmanship. And
I don't. I like rivalry. I like people to hate.
Yeah,
people.
I mean, they're not going to play each other again for a while. So.
They won't play again next year?
No.
A home and home.
It was a home and home. Last year they were in Oklahoma, where they got stomped, and this year they returned a favor in Columbus.
JT
Barrett, garbage. Take your old ass home, fam. I don't know how many years of eligibility you get in college, but it seems like he's been in college for 15 years. TJ Barrett. JT Barrett. I'm sorry. I don't even remember the kid's name. This crap, trash quarterback. Get his ass off the field, man.
He looked rough.
Damn.
He did look bad.
45 Mayfield years old. He older than Tom Brady and still in college.
Mayfield looked great. Trying to think the other kid that looked really great from Saturday. Any Shea other?
Patterson. Lamar Jackson.
Shea Patterson. Yeah, Lamar Jackson looked great.
We knew Lamar was going to look good.
Shea Patterson.
Future Cardinal?
Might be the real deal. Like, I don't want to. I don't want to.
Lamar Jackson? Future Cardinal?
Not yet.
Is he going to be good in the NFL?
If he plays wide receiver?
No, they got him.
Man, he could.
They said that the first two games.
Isn't he a Johnny Manziel?
He's so bulked up, though. From what they said, he's bulked up some, and he's more accurate this year so far.
I still don't like his mechanics in the pocket. I think he's still prone to run.
And they have him number 13 on the mock drafts right now.
I think he'll be a Johnny Manziel.
I think he has to find a different position in the NFL if he wants to excel and get a good contract.
I'm not going to say find a different position. I'm going to say just wait. Let me see the rest of this season. Let me see how he progresses as a passer, and then he might be able to convince me. The game Saturday goes a long way towards that. If he's actually making reads and everything, and
he plays a real defense this weekend.
Right.
All right, we'll talk about that game later. Was there any other week games from this college football weekend?
No, but yeah, the Carolina awesome. Panthers stomped the 49ers.
We'll talk about the Panthers. About yeah. Relax.
Simmer
we'll
down.
That.
Simmer down.
No, that should be football. The first topic of every
you know
segment.
What? I agree.
Panthers, Panthers, Panthers.
For what?
Because we are in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We're talking about in local section of the show. That's what we're
there
talking
were,
about
there
next.
There were a lot of good college football games. Georgia-Notre Dame game came down to the last play. That game was the first time.
Can we
time.
Go ahead and fire Brian Kelly?
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with
he's
that,
horrible.
Too.
No, he's Clemson, another. Auburn was pretty
Clemson,
good.
Auburn was awesome.
The Auburn can't score.
Yeah.
They just offense.
What does it say about Dabo Swinney if they lose Deshaun Watson and all those guys and they make it back to at least a playoff?
Well, that means he's a hell of a recruit.
That defense line.
Yeah, and that's what
nasty.
It is. That's what, and we were talking about earlier, they have the number one recruited quarterback in the nation, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, yep.
6'7".
225.
Long hair, sunshine guru.
But boy, he can throw.
Slinging the pill. Like, Dabo got whatever he's preaching.
Don't
like,
you have to change your offense for a guy like that?
No.
For what they have had?
Yeah, you do.
You got to change that up.
But you don't.
Not too much.
You won't mind for that kid.
Yeah.
Like, well, if you YouTube him and you see him, that kid there is special. He's going to be the Jets quarterback in a couple years.
He's got to get some weight on him. But
Yeah, but I mean, he's 6'7", though. Yeah. Like, I mean, Dabo has won me over in the past couple seasons. Like, at first, I was a little standoffish on Dabo, but he's turned it around a little bit for me.
The thing with Louisville has a big-time receiver. I can't think of that kid's name, but he's like 6'5". Yeah. That guy that Lamar Jackson throws the ball to all the time. Yeah. That dude is huge. He's going to be a top 10 pick.
Does Louisville ever run the ball?
Yeah, with Lamar Jackson.
I mean, no. Like, I mean, see, like, that's
the game this weekend. Clemson at Louisville this weekend. Yeah.
That's on ABC.
I
that's the ABC.
Florida, Tennessee.
Well, we're going to talk about all of that coming up soon next in the last segment. When we get back from break, we'll get into the Panthers because B3 is going crazy over here.
Exactly. Talk about my
team. Warm up those pipes.
You're listening to BSS Carolina.
Pounding. Keep pounding.
Keep getting pounded. Getting into a very different kind of